Right.
So if you could come back to your seats, bring your cookies with you. It's okay. You're allowed to stuff them in your pockets. So to carry on with the theme of multidisciplinary, I'm delighted to introduce our resident geographer. Dr. Leah Barang Ford is in the Department of Geography at McGill University, where she's an assistant professor. And she has taught me more about mapping than I thought I could ever learn. And it's really been quite an eye-opener as we try to figure out how emerging diseases spread around Peru. And I'm delighted to turn things over to Leah for this session.
Thanks, Tim. So welcome to your third and final panel session. We'll have two different topics, three different speakers today talking about education. So we'll, without further ado, I'd like to introduce our first speaker. I have the great pleasure of introducing Teogen Twajiru Mugabe. Hopefully I pronounced that properly. Teogen is an MD and lecturer in the Department of Anesthesiology and Critical Care and the Faculty of Medicine at the National University of Rwanda. He is also, since last year, he's also the program director of anesthesia at the university. He is visiting McGill for 3 months, arrived in April, so he would be wonderful if there are students in the audience that are particularly interested in this topic. He will be around for 3 months, and he is working on anesthesiology education and training, collaborating here at the university with Carolyn Goyer, the program director for anesthesiology at McGill. He spent some time at the Université de Nancy in France, doing a fellowship and residency in anesthesiology and critical care, as well as he's also spent some time in Tunisia, as well as the National University of Rwanda. So please join me in welcoming Dr. Teogen Twajiru Mugabe for his perspectives on anesthesiology training in Rwanda.
Thank you. Thank you for this opportunity. I'm going to talk about the support from the Canadian Anesthesiology Society International Foundation Education to Rwandan anesthesiology residency. By introducing myself, I'm from Rwanda. My name is, as she pronounced it very well, Twajiru Mugabe Teogen. And for those who don't know very well Rwanda, it's a small country situated in the center of Africa. It's among the poorest country in the world, as the GDP is around $230 US, with a very high infant and maternal mortality. The maternal mortality is around 750 per 100,000. And this is due to a lack of medical professionals, such as lack of doctors, because we have only one doctor per 50,000 inhabitants, and one nurse for 400 inhabitants. This lack of medical personnel was the main cause of Rwanda to build a postgraduate program so that they can face the problem of lack of personnel. But this lack of personnel is very crucial in rural area, as many medical professionals prefer to work in urban centers, whereas more than 80% of Rwandese people live in countryside. And anesthesia is amongst the depressed area of specialization, as it is in developing countries. So, this lack of medical personnel aside the growing demand of specialist care worldwide, and the university from Europe who were our usual trainers do no longer accept candidates from developing countries to do their whole training in these countries. The mechanism of anti-brain drain and the government teaching a community-based education built up this postgraduate program in the National University of Rwanda, where the School of Medicine is situated. And the program began by the four specialties, such as obstetrics, internal medicine, pediatrics, and general surgeon. Anesthesia joined the pool in 2002 with two residents per year, and those residents were supposed to be trained either in France, Belgium, or Tunisia, and to do the final year in Rwanda. The whole program on-site in anesthesia began in 2006 by the support of Canadian Anesthesiology Society International Education Foundation. Because the president of our university has addressed the problem to the World Federation of Society of Anesthesiologists in the committee in charge of education. Hopefully, the chair of that committee was a Canadian. And Canadians have had a great experience in anesthesia training program in a developing country, as they had been in Nepal. Here is the representative of Canadian Society of Anesthesiologists and the members of Rwandese National University and the Minister of Health when they signed the Memorandum of Understanding for the support of KZF to National Rwandan Anesthesiology Residents. The program started in January 2006, and the aim of KZF was to assist National University of Rwanda to build a self-sustaining program in anesthesiology. The training was for a duration of 4 years, and KZF committed to send lecturers at the basis of one lecturer per month, whereas Rwandan government and the National University accepted to support the lodging and transportation within Rwanda for the volunteers. You may guess that the volunteers have to cover all other expenditures. Until now, we have had more than 50 persons involved in teaching in Rwanda, and many of them are from Canada, with a special thing that lecturers from Canada used to come with the residents, which has been a very appreciated experience for both sides, residents from Rwanda and residents from Canada. The task for the volunteers is the formal teaching organized as it used to be in Canada for one half day per week, but also they have to train our residents in operating room in our three teaching hospitals. Some of them have participated in the mentoring of dissertation and the final assessment of the first resident, and one of them have been involved in our curriculum review. Here is the one of the lecturer and his resident. Those are from Calgary, Here is a picture of teaching in operating room. And here are our residents. Until now, we have 9 residents, 2 in the 4th year, 2 in the 3rd year, and 5 in the 1st year. 2 of the 5th year are supposed to graduate by the end of this year. Another thing is that by the end of the last year, we have had the visit of the chairman of KAZIEF, and we took this opportunity to discuss a lot of matters for sustainability of the program. And the important issue raised up was the coordination of teaching of the volunteers to make this experience more symbiotic. And we decided to put up a committee with a program director, his assistant, and a chief resident, but also for the sustainability of the program, we addressed to the chair of KAZIEF to try to find the way to train our staff in order to be involved effectively in the program by offering some fellowship in key areas such as OPS and GYN, pediatrics, anesthesia, intensive care, and emergencies. We raised also the problem of our resident to do a 6-month at least rotation abroad. Although the task has been a little bit successful, there is some problem for the volunteer. They have been maybe faced some problem like working condition with an old equipment, shortages of supplies and drugs, living condition which may be very hard, but lack of some subspecialties for them so that they may teach residents in operating rooms, and the lack of involvement of the volunteers in the assessment of residents, but also I think some of them may be old about the continuity of the program when there will be no volunteer or not enough volunteer as well. There is also a lack of symbiosis, a lack of integration of local staff. As I'm going to show you, there is a very young staff. The very young staff is another problem for our university. We have only 10 anesthesiologists involved in teaching and only 11 anesthesiologists in the whole country. And Rwanda used to have only one anesthesiologist until 2006. And those anesthesiologists are involved either in clinical, academic, and administrative matters, and they don't have enough time to devote fully in education. The problem of symbiosis or integration of local staff in the former teaching of our residents is also a matter of consideration. The other problem is the lack of attraction for our postgraduate program in anesthesia to medical students, as anesthesiologists are not very well paid, are paid like other internal medicine, dermatology, or other specialties. But also, the other problem in our country is public health is more attractive as the medical doctors involved in public health are very well paid. So medical students prefer to go in public health rather than to go in clinical areas. Here we have the staff of 2 university teaching hospitals. four are involved in the teaching hospital situated in the south of the country. Other four are in a university teaching hospital situated in the capital, Kigali. So, having said that, we have some needs. One of the needs is the rotation of residents either in Canada or abroad. We have settled objectives before they graduate, not only to bring this one-way experience, but also for them to get knowledge and skills and to be exposed to standards care. For the young staff, we need, as I said, to train them so that they can be integrated into staff to train residents. And as I said also, there are four key areas to be considered at the beginning. There are obstetric anesthesia, emergency, pediatric anesthesia, and intensive care. We need also for our assistance program director to come and to see how the program is run in Canada so that we may put our experience, take some positive issue in our program so that we can do the better for our program. I may conclude by summarizing my presentation. There is a crucial need of anesthesiologists in Rwanda, but also in developing countries. But last year, the World Health Organization launched an initiative on safe surgery, saves lives. And I think you cannot talk about safe surgery without talking about safe anesthesia. So it is for now the time to start, or otherwise we will not have a safety in anesthesia or in surgery. The training has been supported by the CASIEF with some or a little bit positive issues, but the program of sending volunteers may arrive at an end. So to build a self-sustaining program, there are some needs, the crucial needs. The first one is to train trainers. The second one is to give a chance to the residents from Rwanda or from other developing countries to be exposed to standards care, to have some knowledge from Occidental countries so that they may be enthusiastic and they may attract other medical students or colleagues. Thank you very much.